I'm speaking with Gary Niemeyer of Illinois, who is the chairman of the National Corn Growers Association. And this week we saw Senate passage, finally, of the Water Resources Development Act, better known as WRDA. And Gary, I wanted to ask you, I know the corn growers are happy about this. You've been trying to get this done for some time, but really, what does this mean for corn growers?
Well, I got to tell you, Cindy, it's been a long time since 2007 since we've had a WRDA bill. And ironically, back before 2000, they used to have a WRDA bill every other year. So it's very important that we pass this piece of legislation. One of our big hang-ups was the Olmsted lock and more the dam on the Ohio River. It was just taking all the money out of our inland waterway trust fund. And now that we have that available, we can start working on upgrading our locks along the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. And, you know, we had 5 on the Mississippi and 2 on the Illinois that had been approved through the 2007 Authorization Act. Now we just need some funding to get these projects moving forward. This is a large bill. Now, I'm just talking about our portion of the country. If you look at the total United States, there are a whole bunch of projects that need to be done, like $61 billion worth of projects. So at least we're getting some interest in it. And an 83-14 vote is a huge vote in the Senate. It's very seldom you can get over 60.
Yeah, that was great. And, of course, it still needs to go to the House. What are you hearing about when it might be considered there?
Well, Congressman Schuster has been working on it. We've been working with him with Wave 4, similar to the Rivers Act in the Senate, 601. So all we are doing is kind of being a little bit patient and trying to get these things accomplished. But in the meantime, we're calling all of our congressmen and letting them know how important this kind of legislation really is to us. And real quick, 202-224-3121 is the congressional switchboard, and you can request either your senator or your congressman to call in on that number. And you, as a person who is interested in seeing some projects be accomplished in this country, you know, we got to start growing this country. They keep talking about creating jobs and stuff, but it's time we start growing this country.
Okay, well, while I've got you on the phone, it was a real busy week in Washington, D.C. this week, and we saw both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees move on getting a farm bill out of committee. What do you think? I know since you've been planting corn, you probably haven't seen what exactly it was that they passed, especially the House working all day yesterday and considering almost 100 amendments. But how do you just feel about the progress that was made this week?
Well, let's take it just step back to last year. We got a Senate bill out of the House of the Senate Ag, and then we got it passed in the Senate with a veto-proof bill. In the House, we didn't even get out. We got out of the House Ag, but we never got a House bill to the floor and got it passed. And that is what I'm keeping my eyes on, is make sure we get this House Ag bill through the House so that we can move this whole process forward. You know, this is one of those frustrating years as a farmer. You're sitting out here trying to make decisions. We don't have a farm bill, so we know exactly what's going to be in it to make decisions on inputs and what kind of crops we're going to be growing in the future years and all those problems. And then you throw on the weather factors that we're dealing with right now. This has been a real challenging year. So I'm going to encourage and hope that the House finishes up, votes on the House Ag portion of it, then they go to conference, and we get a reasonable bill which will help all American farmers.
And we are behind in planting, but you're on the tractor right now getting some progress done. How far behind are you, Gary? How do you feel about it right now, and what are you getting done?
Well, we are probably about a little over a fourth done planting corn. What is today, the 16th of May? We normally are finished planting corn by the middle of April, and we haven't even started on the soybeans yet. I mean, we've got the groundwork, but we haven't, maybe another 3 or 4 days we'll be ready to start planting soybeans. This has just been the longest cold, wet season that I can remember in a long time. I remember 2009, we had a similar season, and the results weren't all that bad. So I'm highly hopeful that something positive will come out of this.
All it has to do is warm up, right? It's not too late to plant, right?
Oh, no. June 5th is our cutoff date with crop insurance, so we still have quite a bit of time to get a crop in, and everybody here is feverishly working. I'm telling you, the dust is stirring.
And it's warmed up a little bit, hasn't it?
Yes, it absolutely has, and that's helped dry the ground out. Plus, this corn's going to probably come flying out of the ground compared to, we had a neighbor that planted some corn around the first week of April, and I think it was 23 days before it came out of the ground, just because it was so cold. And usually, when it's nice and warm like this and the ground's moist, this corn comes right out of the ground and hopefully make up for some lost time.
Well, that's good to hear, Gary, and we'll let you get back at it. And that is Gary Niemeyer, chairman of the National Corn Growers Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.